As we at SDPB helps you prepare for the landmark documentary event, The Vietnam War, next month, we continue to bring you conversations with South Dakotans whose lives were changed by the Vietnam War. But today, we talk about preserving some of that history. Matthew Reitzel is a manuscript archivist with the South Dakota State Historical Society. Matthew joins us today from his office in Pierre. Welcome to In the Moment.
Thank you, Chris.
Now, let's start by saying, explain to me and others, what is a manuscript archivist?
Kind of what I work with is things created by individuals, so things like photo albums and letters and materials like that, not so much like government materials or like secondary sources like books and things like that. So I deal a lot directly with the people sometimes who create those images or people who have had them passed down to them over time, and then they eventually come my way.
How does that differ from those actual, items per se, like the, let's just say the war memorabilia as opposed to a photo? How does it differ?
In my mind, I guess, it's always the story behind them more. That tends to be a little more different. The materials I work with are, you know, taken by or created by the individual who donates them. So it's not something that's specifically put together, like a document or something like that. It was created sometimes in the moment, sometimes afterwards, but it tends to deal more with the actual events that happened.
It must be, with photos and paper, to be exact, it must be a rather delicate situation to be in, because you've really got to handle those with a glove, so to speak.
Yeah, it can be, but there are a lot of things that people can do to make their items last for a longer period of time, and really the best place to start with that is concerning the temperature and relative humidity of where you're keeping these things. Like, what I usually tell people is, if it's comfortable for you, it's going to be good for your collection. So obviously, items being put in an attic or down in your basement, that's not going to help the life expectancy of your collection. So it's good to keep that in mind, I think, as a starter. And then the other thing, too, is to think and plan, you know, do you want this to go somewhere, or is this just something that you're going to collect and it's for you and it's your materials, or is it something that you're planning to pass down to your children, I guess? Is it something you want them to have? And then do you want it to go to a place like the State Historical Society or other historical society or library or museum throughout the state of South Dakota? If that's the plan, then it's really important to have some background to those materials. You know, we're kind of having this talk because of the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary that's coming up. You know, if you have items relating to Vietnam, you know, if someone just had a dozen photos, you could look at them and say, okay, this is Vietnam stuff. Okay, that's great. But, you know, who was in the photos? Where were they taken? What was the time period? You know, what was going on before or after these photos were taken? All of those stories can be told by the person who lived them. But if that historical context doesn't get passed along and brought along with those items, be they letters or photographs, then some of that story gets lost. And I think that's one of the things I see the most when people are donating things. You know, they see something and say, oh, this is a collection of letters. And that's great, and it's historic, and it's important. But some of the, you know, who was writing them and where were they writing from? And sometimes letters will give someone's nickname or someone you don't know, and you lose some of that context to those items. So if someone is planning to keep them for the long haul, it's important that they do that. And when you're watching, you know, Ken Burns isn't new to documentary series, I guess, but every time you watch any of those, and the Vietnam one included, when you see photographs, when you hear someone reading a letter or even remembering an experience, all of that, someone wrote all that down and they kept it and they made sure that it went somewhere where it could be used in the future. Now, not everything is going to end up being in a Ken Burns documentary, but it's important to have that background to those items, which, like I said, in my mind, is almost more important than the items itself. And it's the first part of the history and the first part of the story that tends to be lost if it's not written down or recorded in some way.
So essentially what you're saying, and I'm gathering, if I brought you a box of photographs from the Vietnam War with no context, they really, they're great in their own sense, but they really don't provide enough information.
Right. And I mean, the conversation just kind of ends there. You know, it's Vietnam stuff, you know, and that's great. But we always like to know the background of stuff, you know, and that just helps us adding more context to the collection, because sometimes researchers are coming at items from different points of view. You know, the assumption is, since it would be coming to the State Historical Society, there's some South Dakota connection. Well, what is that connection? Who is it? You know, sometimes people could be doing another specific military things that they want to deal with. Well, are these photos going to help them, or is it something they not going to really need at all? So it helps us give more details to those items.
Are you able to give us an idea of some of the items that you have in your collection that are related to the Vietnam era?
We have a few things, not very many. We would always be happy to get some more. There was a little uptick in things in 2006 when they had the Vietnam Veterans Memorial dedication here in Pierre. We got a few letters, some photographs, some other what I would call military published materials, I guess. Like, there's one good example, I guess, which is on the South Dakota Digital Archives. It's like a manual for operating an M16 machine gun. And what's interesting is it's almost kind of like a comic book, sort of, in the way that it's drawn and the way that you look at it. And it's just a unique way of seeing how people, they were trying to get information to the soldiers, I guess. And I'm sure Vietnam vets, if they saw it, they probably, each one of them could recognize it off the top of their head. But a few things, but like I said, we're always interested in more.
In the few minutes we have left, my guest is Matthew Reitzel from the South Dakota State Historical Society. He's a manuscript archivist. Explain the process. If I've got some pictures and documents that I want to give to you, explain the process.
Normally we have people contact us ahead of time, and that way I can kind of ask them those questions beforehand. You know, what can you tell me about the stuff? And then we have our donation form, which is a pretty standard kind of thing for any kind of donation someone is planning to take. And we try and get as much information as we can from the start. And the more we can get from the actual person involved with those materials, the better. And then, you know, we get a number of things of different historical topics, so it does take some time before we can officially accession them into our collection, which takes some additional paperwork and more really on my end, you know, saying here's the collection and what's in it and here's where we can go find it back in our archive storage area. And then the donors sign off on it, and then it basically becomes the property of the state of South Dakota, I guess. And we make those things available to anyone who wants to take a look at them and get photocopies or anything like that. Nothing ever leaves the building then once it's donated here, and it basically becomes my responsibility and my fellow staff's responsibility to make sure that those things last for a long time.
Having never been where you're housed, Matthew, I'm assuming that this is almost museum-esque, if you will?
The archives are a little different, I guess, than museums, but they have similarities to museums and libraries, I guess, but they're similar, but they have their own kind of unique tint to them. We have our storage facility back here at the Cultural Heritage Center in Pierre. It's a 10,000 square foot storage area, so anytime I give a tour or bring someone back there, they always mention like the Indiana Jones, and they're putting the Ark of the Covenant away, and you just see all these shelves and boxes and things like that. It's kind of what it looks like back here. But we take all of that data and information, put it into our databases, and that way when someone comes and looks for it, we can go find it and bring it out for them.
So it goes back to one of my initial points, is these items, as old as they could be, are delicate. So you must have to handle those with just absolute care.
For the most part, yes. It kind of depends on what the condition is when they get here. What we deal with is preservation. So however things come in, we're going to keep it that way, put it into our acid-free materials, and keep it in our temperature-controlled storage environment here and keep them out of the light and stuff like that. So they'll last, you know, hopefully for a long time to come. And, you know, there's... when you're dealing with it at home, you know, there's handling issues. You know, you don't want to handle things too often. You can always make photocopies or scans of materials and have those photocopies available to people to look at. That way you're not bringing out the original and damaging it in any way. People do that a lot with photographs. They think to do that with photos, but you can also do that with paper as well, scans or photocopies. So, you know, you want to do your best. And like I said, if you want it to last a long time, there's, you know, the temperature and handling as little as possible and making copies that you can do to extend the life of those materials.
In the minute we have left, Matthew, your job, and I'm going to take this out of the Lori Walsh playbook from our first guest, your job must be fascinating. What do you like best about it?
What I like best is something that kind of doesn't make any sense when you first hear it, but I enjoy the newness of history, as in the new things that are always coming through the door and the new things that I'm learning about our state's history. And there's still a lot of history out there. You know, we've been talking a lot about the Vietnam stuff, but it's also been, we're about the 100th anniversary now of World War One, so we've seen an increase in some World War One South Dakota-related materials coming our way. So there's a lot of stuff that always comes in, and we're here to preserve it and then, like I said, make it available to people who want to take a look at it. So the newness of history, it might sound odd, but that's what I always enjoy about it.
Matthew Reitzel is a manuscript archivist with the South Dakota State Historical Society. He joined us today from his office in Pierre. Matthew, thank you so much for your knowledge and being with us today.
Thank you, Chris, and have a good day.